think we're okay. Ewan has gone to bed.
Did you sleep in that Mickey like I told you?
A Mickey?
Yeah, you know, to knock him out.
Oh, jeez, I thought you said update his wiki.
Why the hell would I say that?
No, I thought it was odd.
What did you write?
I wrote his favorite camera is an iPhone.
Oh, that's just mean.
Yeah, I know.
Watch out for that squeaky floorboard, by the way.
Oh, that one?
No, that one.
Oh, we need some light in here. I can't see what I'm touching.
Me?
Oh, sorry.
I never said stop. Ah! Let me lock the door.
Okay, look. Look, we're touching Ewan's equipment.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, come here, look. Look at his desk. Ewan collects Hummel figurines. Oh, his iTunes library. What's he been playing?
YMCA.
Huh?
So the network's two newest show hosts, all alone in Ewan's studio. What shall we do?
Oh, I think you know what we should do. And welcome to A World Apart here on the British Tech Network. I'm Missy.
And I'm Carl.
Together we're Missy and Carl, and this is our brand new show. So welcome to it. Carl, why don't you tell everybody what the show's about?
Well, Missy, what we plan to do each week is discuss and dissect those little American Anglo problems, the communication problems between our two great nations, well, one great nation and one better one, and just see how that goes.
Oh, it's already starting.
Yes.
Everyone, it's already starting. Yes, we are. That's absolutely right. We are going to discuss the differences in food, which happens to be one of my favorite topics, culture. Carl, might we even touch on fashion?
We could touch on fashion, but as you can see, I'm not really dressed.
Well, but it's a podcast, so they can't see that.
Oh, thank God for that.
But, you know, remember what we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
It's a podcast. They can't see anything.
I know, and it's just as well, because it's very cold in here.
It is very cold in here. And we're wearing, you know, hats and scarves. And I think, don't you, hold on. Oh, yeah, you have boots. I just have socks on. And that's it.
It's very, very distracting, I must say.
It's distracting, but you know what? We just decided, didn't we, that every podcast, we're just going to spice it up a little bit, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. Oh, this is exciting. We should start. We've got so many topics to talk about today. And I'm going to, the biggest one, if you don't mind me asking you this, Carl, is in fact, when we talked about it, I think you even called it the great debate. Are chips crisps or are crisps chips?
See, now our crisps are real crisps. They're like little slices of potato deep fried and covered in salt and vinegar or cheese and onion or bacon.
Or I'd be moving over there tomorrow. But you, nobody should ever put SPS together. How hard is it to say crisps?
Crisps.
It's hard.
It is when you're drunk and you're trying to order them, yes.
Well, so you call those crisps, but we call them obviously chips.
Nah, chips are a crisp fatty cousin. It's a huge, it's like a super crisp. It's a chip. It's a huge big potato wedge.
Oh, so it's not cut in a fry shape.
Sometimes it is, but mainly it's like a slice of potato.
So do you have French fries?
Only at McDonald's and Burger King.
Honestly, you couldn't go into a pub and say, I want a burger and fries. Would they? Okay, so when I come to visit and I sit down at the pub and I say, yes, I would like to order a cheeseburger and French fries, what would they do? Would they look at me like I had lost it?
Oh, well, they'd notice probably you're an American and think, she wants chips.
Oh, so you're not going to see the word French fry on a menu anywhere?
Only at McDonald's or Burger King.
So, but do you have a lot of fast food?
You could say that. It's become very popular over the last few years, I must say. You can tell from our expanding waistlines how popular it's become.
So, and Americans have expanding waistlines as well. I don't, and you don't. And we can see that as we sit here in our chairs with our hats and our scarves on. We are just fine. But why is it that you think, do you think Americans, we have a lot of gyms here in the States, a lot of workout places. Do you have a lot of workout places there?
We have many, many workout places. However, most of them are empty unless it's the 1st of January.
Oh.
Yes.
It's like, you know what, gyms are like Google Plus. Everyone signs up. No one really goes. So I can see that, but that's kind of funny. So do you have a lot of fried foods?
I certainly have a lot of fried foods. Yes, we are a fried food nation, and we do love our fish and chips, and we do love our curries.
Now tell me about, I've never had a curry.
You've never lived.
I know who Ann Curry is. She's like a news person here in the States, but curry is from India, right?
Yes, it comes from India, but I think my favorite one comes from Scotland. A chicken tikka masala.
You are kidding me. There is Scottish curry?
It was created apparently in Scotland, and it's become one of our most favorite dishes in this entire land.
You are kidding me. There's Scottish curry?
Well, yes. It's like a coconut sauce and it's coconut sauce and butter, and I think it's coriander and stuff in there, and they just spread it all over this chicken and they serve it with rice, and it's delicious.
You know, the listeners can't see this, but my mouth is hanging open that there is Scottish curry. I just can't wrap my brain around that. Scottish, I think of the Highlanders and broadswords and Scotland and no vegetables, no fruit, just a lot of meat. And curry seems foo-foo, Carl. It just doesn't seem like something the Scots would eat.
Well. Oh,
but they do.
They do. They created this unique form of curry and then shipped it to us, us guys down in England. And we consume it by the bucket load every Friday, every Saturday. As soon as you roll out of the pub, 4 sheets to the wind.
You roll out of the pub and you eat curry.
Well, you normally start off a Friday night, a good Friday night anyway. You just stroll to your local tavern where you consume vast quantities of vegetable fermented juice.
Okay.
In other words, beer.
Is that vegetable juice? No, that's from a grain.
Is it? I thought it was vegetable.
Wine from a vegetable.
Wine
don't even drink that. Wine is from a grape. Unless you have vegetable beer, that would be a big difference between the two, countries.
Oh, yes. But anyway, so
you roll out after you drink your vegetable beer and you eat curry.
After about 10 beers, you hit the streets, you stagger around with all your mates, normally in a little pack.
Mm-hmm.
And then you descend on some poor, unsuspecting curry house where you give the waiters all kinds of hell normally. I'm sure they're not doing anything to your food while you're sitting there taking the mickey out of each other. And they produce these fantastic, fragrant dishes that they serve you and then you consume like there's no tomorrow.
Oh, see, in the States, you would stumble out of a bar and you would go find food trucks. Food trucks are big here. And you'd go get your, like a taco or something kind of spicy. But do you have food trucks there? Are you food truck? Can you get curry in a food truck there?
Oh, I dread to think if you could.
That are just parked right outside the pub. So you just really have to stumble to the side of the food truck to get that curry goodness.
We have shellfish in little trucks outside pubs, selling winkles and mussels and things like that.
Can you get curry seafood?
I'm sure you can. I normally just stick to chicken. Yeah, you get prawns. You can get curried prawns and stuff.
Curried prawns. Oh.
I think you'd call that shrimp.
I need to. Yeah, they're big shrimp. See, we can get prawns here too, But I've never had curry, and now I'm nervous that it, when I do try it, it's not going to be Scottish curry. So I'm not going to like it. Oh, maybe I need to wait to have good curry.
There's all good curry, but you have to be careful because there's mild curry, and then
it's mild curry. It's like, you know what is the saying that? Oh gosh, should I say this on our show? I'm going to. That curry is like sex. Even when it's not really good, it's still good, right?
I've never had a complaint personally.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm kind of thinking curry's like that. You know, it's also like that are Twinkies. Oh. And we have to say goodbye to them.
What?
Those are very American.
No, don't. What?
The Twinkies are going away. They're going away forever. Of course, they filed before. Hostess has, and nothing happened. But now I understand that the Twinkies are going away.
Missy.
Mm-hmm. They're gone.
I'm coming there in two months' time to America, specifically to hunt down Twinkies.
You know what you need to do when you come? This is what I've been doing. You just go to the grocery store and just buy them up. All these Hostess products, just buy them and put them in. I mean, I don't care if you spend $100, because I think there's going to be like a black market for them.
A black market for Twinkies.
A Twinkie black market, yeah. Have you ever had them fried?
No.
That's a thing here in the States. You can deep fry a Twinkie or a candy bar.
I just like licking the cream from my Twinkies.
Yeah? You know, I think that cream is going to be around 100 years from now.
Oh, I'm sure it's got a half-life of about 15,000 years, yes.
It's one of those emergency apocalypse zombie foods that you have to keep on your shelf because you could feed your family for years and years and years off a case of Twinkies.
That's what you need, a case of Twinkies and a baseball bat.
Do you know when I was in, true story, when I was in sixth grade, you know, I've got this nose that kind of turns up at the end. And I remember there was this really mean kid in sixth grade who had a Twinkie in his lunch and he broke it in half and he stuck half on his nose. And he said, "Look, I'm Missy."
Oh.
I never forgot that. I wonder what he's doing right now. I kind of hope not well.
Perhaps you should find him on Facebook. He might still be doing it. It might be his profile picture.
It might be his profile picture. No, I don't want to find him. He's probably still a mean grown-up. I know. Isn't that awful?
That's terrible.
I know it is.
These little children, they should be slapped repeatedly.
Rotten kids. I don't know. Are British children well-mannered?
No.
They're not.
A little while ago here in London, we had riots. Where all the little children got a bit upset because they didn't have the latest gadgets and they all went on a rampage and they destroyed London for about 3 days. It was very exciting.
Were they little children or like college age, you know, children?
They're teenagers, really.
Okay, here's another question, now that I think about it. I've always wondered this, and this is totally off the food topic, so listeners, sorry, but you know, when it hits, it hits. When, now in the States, I say, I need to go to the hospital, or I need to go to the university. But you say, I need to go to hospital, I need to go to university, right? You don't say the.
No, we just say we need to go to hospital. That's right, absolutely right, thinking about it.
Why don't you say the?
Because...
Wouldn't a hospital be a noun? You need to go to the hospital? I've always wondered that. You're not alone. I hear it all the time.
Just because we create the language doesn't mean we know how to use it properly.
I was just curious. I didn't know if there was some, you know, big British story behind that.
Well, the other thing is we can go to any hospital.
What does that
mean? Well, because we have national health over here, so we can just go to any hospital. We don't have to go to the hospital.
Yes, but how long is the wait?
Okay, normally on a Saturday night when there's lots of beer and curry fatalities around, it's quite long, but normally it's not too bad.
It's a, okay. We have to save that whole healthcare debate for later, because I have really strong healthcare opinions. Can you believe that?
Mrs. Opinions.
I know, right?
We will get to hear them at some point.
We are. We'll get on to that kind of political, healthcare, government kind of debate. But right now, Carl, we have bigger things to talk about. Like,
I have one. You know. I have one.
Yes, go, go, go.
I want to know whose genius idea it was on your shores that's decided that chicken was best served in a bucket.
He was a military man. A colonel, actually, by the last name of Sanders. And he used to have, I don't know if he's really a colonel. He is really Colonel Sanders, but I don't know if he's really a colonel. I shouldn't lie. I don't know. But I do know that they had a roadside chicken stand, and his wife would fry up the chicken somewhere in the South for the people that stopped by with her secret spice recipe. Is it 11? 11 herbs and spice? I think 11 or 12. I don't know. But she would do it, and then they started their restaurant, Colonel Sanders, and then it turned in, oh, it would have been in Kentucky. What is Kentucky Fried Chicken? Oh, gosh. Yeah. So it would, he was a colonel from Kentucky. And I don't know why they decided to put it in a bucket. Now I'm trying to think about what would be the purpose for that. Easier to carry. You could turn the bucket into something else later. Do you have Kentucky Fried Chickens?
We do indeed, and we do have buckets. We have everything you guys have. Well,
oh, you know, I've always heard that there's not a lot of fast food, but there is a lot of fast food.
Oh yes, you can go. You can. The Golden Arches are about every 200 yards, it seems.
Okay. And you have Starbucks.
We do have Starbucks, yes. If you want to go and have your coffee fix, we have loads of Starbucks. They're every 150 yards.
Okay, here's a question. Do you really stop for tea every day? There we go. This is what everyone wants to know.
It's pretty mandatory.
Is it really for true? You stop what you're doing and have tea?
We have some new guys here who think it's more fashionable to have coffee in the morning. But the true Englishman is still brewing his tea every morning before he goes to work. He has his tea break during work. He has his tea break at dinner time. He has his tea break in the afternoon. He comes home and has his tea. Then he has some tea with his tea. Then just before he goes to bed, he has another cup of tea. And for some strange reason, he never sleeps.
Would a true Englishman ever use a tea bag?
Oh, yes. There's much tea bag dipping going on in this.
Oh, there is tea bagging. Mm. I thought a proper Englishman would never use, like, a Lipton tea bag.
We have tea bags from so many different suppliers. You can...
Oh, my gosh.
You can be tea bagged everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. I thought for sure... Oh, so there is a lot of tea bagging going on in London. I thought, you know... There's teabagging going on here. I don't even know how to do it if it's not teabagging. Personally, I mean, I'm American, so maybe that's why. Gosh, I had no idea. So in that, I think that teabagging is where we find common ground. Isn't that right? I think, right? Aren't we coming together on that?
Oh, it's always good fun to do some teabagging, yes.
Together, regardless of our nationalities.
Yes, indeed.
Right. I think tea bagging brings countries together.
When we finish here, I can show you some tea bagging then, if you wish.
There you go. I would love to. And now, when a proper Britishman, would a proper Britishman use cream with his tea bagging?
Oh, yes, you definitely. Well, there's more milk,
and
I'd say.
More milk.
Rather than cream. Mm. You have cream tea, though.
I've never understood that.
Well, it's basically a little scone with cream inside, and you just have that with your tea. It's very quaint.
Now, a scone is like a muffin. It's what we would call a muffin.
Is it a muffin? No, I think a muffin's hot. A scone is sort of cold, and it's just bread-based.
Like a biscuit. So a scone is a biscuit.
Which, yes, like how you guys understand a biscuit rather than how we understand a biscuit, which is like a cookie.
No way.
We have
your cookies.
Your cookies are our biscuits.
Hold on, I'm just trying to hold on. I've got to wrap my mind around that.
I know, it's a doozy.
So if I say I want a biscuit, I'm not going to get a little round, flaky, hot, doughy mound that I can put butter and honey on. I'm going to get a cookie.
You're going to get a cookie. Missy gets a cookie.
So do your biscuits come in bags? Do you have a bag of biscuits?
Bags, but normally wrapped up or in a little tube.
A tube of biscuits. Mm. What do you give your dogs? Your dogs, like I give my dogs dog biscuits. What do you give your dogs?
Dog biscuits as well.
So dog cookies. You can't give dogs cookies. No. See, I'm finding some flaws with this, Carl.
Yes.
I'm finding some flaws with the biscuit.
Well, I don't think the dogs are too bothered by the overall aesthetic of the whole thing. They'll just eat anything.
Well, this is true. This is true. I think it bothers me more than it bothers the dogs. Oh, so a biscuit is a cookie.
See, we're just learning so much today.
Do you have things called cookies?
I strangely enough, do have cookies as well, because we seem to be able to manage biscuits and cookies and not get them mixed up.
But what's the difference between a biscuit and a cookie?
Mainly spelling.
Oh, bing, bing, bing. That is one in the Carl column right there.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, I was just owned. That's right. I was owned by Carl on show one. Oh, that was fantastic. Oh, my goodness.
Hope someone keeps score.
Oh, I'm keeping score because, you know, I'm a Yank. And that's what we Yanks do. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you were telling me the other day about this delicacy known as a fried Mars bar.
Oh, yes. This is another thing from our friends up in Scotland.
Fried candy bars. And a Mars bar is like chocolate and caramel and nougat, and then you dip it in batter, and then you fry it up.
Fry it up so it looks like a fried sausage, or a battered sausage somehow. Yeah, I mean, sorry. And then you eat it, and it's the ideal solution if you want to clog your arteries and lose your teeth at the same time.
Oh, that sounds. You know what? Hold on. Can I borrow your scarf?
Yep. Oh, just.
It's really getting cold in
don't
here.
Don't pull it. Just hang on. There you go.
Just unwrap it. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Oh, thank you. It was getting cold. I was getting, you know, chill bumps on top of chill bumps.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I can see it's getting cold.
It is getting cold. So a fried Mars bar is like a little fried chocolatey delight. Do you like them?
Do you know what? I've never had one. Maybe I should do some personal research and try one.
We can get them here. We get them here at our state fairs where they have all their food vendors, and you can get like a big turkey leg. Those are big. And you can get like nachos and, you know, heroes, and you can get fried candy bars. I am of the opinion that there are few foods in the world that cannot be improved upon by frying.
I can't think of one.
I can't think of one either. Hold on.
Thinking. Let's see, chicken, pork products.
Oh, pork products.
Oh.
Candy bars.
Do you like your pork products, Missy?
Oh, Carl. Yes, I do. You know, it's no secret that I love my bacon. And I have been told by certain people at the British Tech Network that I don't eat proper bacon. That your bacon's all, I can't do the accent. It's all streaky and not proper bacon.
Yes, that's right. You have streaky bacon, hence why I suppose it's called streaky.
Streaky bacon. I love bacon. We have bacon milkshakes, and I did try at one of our fast food restaurants. They were promoting these milkshakes, bacon milkshakes, and I went through and I actually did it and put it on Facebook when I had it, because I expected good things, like when you dip your bacon in something sweet. And then you eat it. Oh, so good. So I sat in my Jeep and I tried it and it was awful. I mean, it was, I'm trying to think what it would be the equivalent like in the UK. Give me a UK food that you hate, Carl.
Steak and kill me pie.
Kill me. Steak and kidney pie.
Oh, God.
What are the kidneys from? What kind of kidneys?
I find it's best not to ask.
Ooh. It's a mystery kidney. Steak and mystery kidney pie. What's so bad about it? What does it taste like?
It's got kidneys in it.
Well,
see,
that's true.
Pastry's fine, lovely. Steak, fine, lovely. Why would you ruin it by putting kidneys in it? Ugh.
I don't know anyone who eats kidneys.
So it's a delicacy over here.
It's like organ meat.
Mm.
It's all minerally.
We all know.
Do you eat eels? Do you eat eels? I watch Andrew Zimmer, Bizarre Foods. Do you get that over there? Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmer? No?
Maybe on daytime TV, but I have to go to work, so I don't see that.
All right, I'm going with no on that. And he was, I think, was he in London? I don't know where he was. But he had eel stew, and he said it was very big in the UK. So are you an eel eater?
Ew, I've never had an eel in my life, I must say.
That Andrew Zimmer is a liar.
I know.
He made it sound like everyone eats eel stew.
You should write a letter.
I'm writing a letter. You know, listen, Americans like me are only going to know by the shows that I watch. I don't think that's right. We need to kick him off and take over his airtime, Carl.
I think we can work something out. But going back to the bacon shake, because I need to ask you about this. So was there actually bacon in the shake?
That's what I thought. I thought there were going to be bacon bits like chocolate chips. And I would just, you know, you'd slurp some up and kind of let it roll around in your mouth. And, oh, there's a little crunchy bit. That's a bacon. No, there wasn't. It was bacon syrup. And it kind of tasted like liquid smoke that they just kind of whirled together with vanilla ice cream. It was bad. It was like eating an ice cream cone while inhaling campfire smoke. I was so disappointed. I threw it away right away.
So basically, it was bacon. As in a con.
It was a bacon.
There we go.
It was a bacon. It was bad. I don't think they should sell bacon milkshakes if there's no flipping bacon in it. So I went home and I tried to make my own. And I fried up some bacon, and I sprinkled it over vanilla ice cream, and I put a little Nutella heated up. It was like angel food.
She was in Missy Heaven.
I was in Missy Heaven.
Missy Mama.
I could roll around in that naked. In fact, if we had some here right now, we could be doing it together. But I don't think we have enough ice cream. Hold on. I don't think there's enough. And I think I ate most of the Nutella, so that's out. But maybe next time.
Maybe. Oh, hey, what's
good.
Did I hear you and stirring upstairs then?
Oh, gosh.
Shh.
Maybe. Oh, okay, okay. Just gather your stuff up quick.
Okay.
Quick. Okay, okay. Well, okay. Shh.
We got to get back to it. We got to get you back to the airport at some point anyway.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Sorry. We went long.
We did.
Okay. Okay, we were never here.
That's right. If you ask any of you listeners out there, you have never seen Missy and Carl in his studio, touching his things, playing his iTunes.
And sitting on his chairs naked.
Yes. Right.
Okay, so for now, we're going to have to skedaddle. So it was so great. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. I can hear him coming downstairs. Quick, go.
Bye, bye.
Oh, God. What the hell? Whose sweaty butt patch is that? Jeez. Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.